Tim Sands is the ADF&G Area Management Biologist for the Nooshigak District, and he was on Thursday morning's observation flight. He says no fuel sheen was observed, and another observation flight will be taken Friday.
One day of no sheen isn't enough to make a decision.
The decision Sands was referencing was whether or not to lift the fishing closures around the mouth of the Agushik River, which is where the Lone Star is sitting. The final vents on the fuel tanks aboard the Lone Star were plugged on Tuesday, and Sands says it's puzzling that a sheen was spotted Wednesday, but not Thursday.
There's certainly, like, it could have been from, they had to dig in the mud to get to the vents, and so there was a thought that there had been some oil trapped in the mud, and that was released with the digging. When they dug, the vessel might have turned a little bit. There could have been something knocked loose that had a little bit of fuel on it. So there's different possibilities. It is kind of confusing because, you know, everything was supposed to be secure, and so there was no sheen. Then all of a sudden, after everything's supposed to be secure, there's a sheen. So without knowing where that came from, it, you know, it's kind of puzzling and makes you wonder, well, could there be a sheen tomorrow? So that's why we're being extra cautious. We want at least 2 days of no sheen, and then we'll think about what we're going to do next. I'm not saying that if we fly and see no sheen tomorrow that we're going to just open it up right then. We still got to talk about it and think about it and weigh the pros and cons of doing something at this point.
Currently, the entire Agushik section of the Nooshigak District is closed to set net effort, and there's a six-mile closure for the drifters around the mouth of the Agushik River. The Federal On-Scene Coordinator's representative in Dillingham for the response effort is Coast Guard Petty Officer Patrick Brown. He confirms that assets are on-scene monitoring the Lone Star.
There are vessels on-scene, the Brown Dog specifically. She had to return yesterday to refuel, restock, and she's back on-scene today. Magone Marine also has a vessel out there as well. So there's continuous, we're basically as much as the logistics will allow us to have vessels on scene, we're doing so, and we're conducting overflights daily, weather permitting, obviously. Okay. So we're trying to do our best to keep an eye on the situation and keep the public informed.
At last report, the Lone Star was carrying over 13.7 thousand gallons of diesel fuel and about 300 gallons of other petroleum products. The tender sank in the mouth of the Agushik River on June 30th, prompting a large response effort. Patrick Brown says the vessel is in a very challenging area for the responders to work.
You're working with 8-knot currents, which is, it's very fast for anyone who's ever been on a boat. So that's a challenge in and of itself for dive operations, perhaps. I know they've been having very small windows to work in because you can't really do much in 8-knot currents. So they've been having to work in what's called slack tide, when the current's not running one way or the other. That's really the primary concern. And weather, again, if we want to do overflights and it's fogged in and we can't see anything, there's really not much good flying when you can't see anything. So we're facing, obviously, the tides as well as the weather. But, you know, we're gonna keep going at it and doing our best to get this thing cleaned up.
The vessels that will be used to help get the fuel off the Lone Star are on their way to Dillingham and are expected to arrive sometime this weekend. The effort to lighter the fuel off the sunken tender should get started sometime next week. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.